Isn't friend the best? Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Vasantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Josie Show Live 2013 Holiday Show, dedicated to the November tornado system. I'm Alan Firestone, along with Tina Passantino, Peanut the Squirrel, Squirrely the Squirrel, Josie Passantino, your host, and a bunch of little elves that kind of scare us a bit. And now, because she likes to wear her mistletoe just above her lower back for reasons I'm not going to explain, Josie Passantino.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you guys are joining us for our Christmas special tonight. Tonight we have some great, great Christmas music. We'll also feature a song from all of our VIP members and introduce you to a new VIP member. And we'll find out what, you know, some of our great artists have planned this Christmas, so stay with us. You never know who we'll call in. And we will let you know throughout the night how you could help those that are affected by the November tornadoes. So, we dedicate this show tonight to them. However, before we get started, we wanted to send our love, thoughts, and prayers to Alan, our friend Alan, who's going through another great loss this year. So we just wanted to start off the show by saying that we're very, very sorry for your loss, and hang in there, our friend, Alan. We were thinking of you, and everyone just, you know, we're sending our prayers and love to you. And also, another big loss, we wanted to send our love and thoughts to the family of Mr. Ray Price. And Mr. Price's family will be, you know, Mr. Price's music will be in our heads, hearts, and our station forever, and his family is always in our hearts as well. If you would like to listen to my interview with Mr. Ray Price, just click on our special editions tab to find that episode so you could hear him. And so now I want to kick this Christmas show off right now with a Christmas song. So let's play the first one up. Let's see. This is going to be a surprise for me. Love Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I love that song. That even surprised me a little bit. We're going to be actually playing Christmas songs throughout the show tonight, which is going to be really, really fun. We get to hear our classics and our favorites. So that would be amazing, amazing. And also stay tuned at the end of the show. We're going to tell you about our Josie Show VIP members and the Dream Quest Challenge. Now, I really want to actually put on someone here who knows firsthand what's going on with the tornado victims, which we're dedicating the show tonight for. So I want to, you know, talk a little bit about what's going on with that. So everyone, please welcome Don Caldwell, who's from Keeping It Country. Hello, Don.
Hello, Josie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. We're getting ready for a real bad ice storm and then a snowstorm on top of it. So, you know, it's adding a little bit of trouble to the people that already have a lot of trouble. So they can't rebuild and they can't do a lot of things because of the nastiness outside.
Right. I hear you. I mean, you live in one of the areas that, you know, was worst hit by the November tornadoes. Can you share with us firsthand, you know, what you've seen after the tornadoes hit? What exactly has been going on there?
Yeah, there's like daily, if you go down through like to the landfill, you'll see truck after truck of debris and stuff that they're hauling off to the landfills. It's just like a convoy of trucks every day just hauling stuff out of the city. Actually, I went to school in Washington between 76 and 80, and I went partially into Washington, and it was so bad that I couldn't even go in any farther. I stopped and I turned around and I just came home because it just looked like a bomb. Well, Rick Seaman described it like he's been up into it a lot more, and he might be calling you a little later in the show, but it looked like somebody took a gigantic weed eater and just went right through the middle of the city and just mowed down buildings, and it flattened buildings completely. And it just looks like something you would see on TV off of a war scene from overseas. It's just horrible. I can't go in to see that. Even though I only went to school there, I don't live in Washington. It missed us by about 2 miles, but it's very, very bad. Those people are really, you know, your heart goes out to them. You know, it's just horrible. Right around Christmas or any time, it would be horrible.
Oh, absolutely. Can you give us an update, though, on how, you know, the rebuilding is looking? How's that been going on?
The rebuilding, the only problem I've seen with, and I've heard the mayor, now, I want to give a shout-out to Gary Menier, the mayor of Washington. He is one of the best mayors. I mean, he's not our mayor, but I've seen him. He's the mayor of Washington, and he is by far one of the best mayors I've ever seen at handling a problem. They've called in. They've had looting. I mean, there's naturally people that come from out of the affected areas, and they come into the areas to just rob from people and do bad stuff. And he's handled it. He's put curfews in. He's had people guard, you know, people's property. He's laid it down hardcore, like you're allowed here at a certain time, even your own house. If it wasn't safe for the people, he didn't let them in. And he stuck by his guns all the way. And I'll tell you what, he's a very, very good mayor, and the city of Washington should be very, very proud of him. But as far as rebuilding, I think FEMA's been up there, and they've got, you know, the aid for the people. And the problem is the weather, okay? They're not going to be able to rebuild like they need to rebuild. And he said on the news it's probably going to take up to 2 to 3 years to rebuild the city. And the teams from your area, the Chicago Blackhawks, donated $200,000. The Chicago Bears came down and helped clean the area up. They wore Washington Panther T-shirts underneath their jerseys. There's been groups like REO Speedwagon and a bunch of groups. Larry the Cable Guy came. They did a big show for the victims. You know, so everybody's chipping in, which is really nice. But that city of Washington is so strong and so resilient that I really feel that they will build back up. And they found their city limit sign like 100 miles away. It's crazy. It blew that far away.
Wow. That is
They found a sign in Streeter, Illinois, and that's clear up north from where we live. And it said, "Welcome to Washington." Yeah, so it's crazy.
That is so crazy, so crazy. But, you know, I want to know a little bit about the strength of the people in your town that you've witnessed. I mean, those who, you know, maybe have friends, family who, you know, or even themselves that have been hit by the tornado and, you know, their houses. Like, what are some of the strengths of the people in your town that you've witnessed? I mean, what's been going on with that?
In the town, I haven't seen too many people, but I work at OSF Medical Center in Peoria, a big hospital. Okay. And it's one of the big employers around the area. And there's, I think a lady told me the other day, over 100 people where I work lost their homes. So,
oh my God.
And when they're talking about it, she lives in Washington too, but you can just see that they all stick together. It's like a gigantic family, you know. Washington is a really a united town. And they are very proud of their whole town, and they'll help people out. You can see the neighbors out helping other neighbors. And one guy was trapped outside his house, and his neighbor hurried up and got him into his house, and different things, you know. And you'll see that up at work. And these people, when they talk about the storm, they're just talking about just getting back to where they were. They're gonna get back to where they were. They're not you know, crying over spilt milk. They're just going to move on, and they're going to get their properties, and they're going to rebuild their property, because that doesn't happen in Illinois very much. What we had was an Oklahoma tornado in Illinois. See, Oklahoma gets hit with those things all the time, and they're bad. But see, they've got storm shelters, and they know what they're going to get all the time. Like when you get down in Texas and Kansas and Oklahoma, those are bad, but they're more prepared. But I'll say one thing for Washington. They were very, very prepared. We lost two lives. One was about 2 miles away from my house. So it didn't miss me by much. And the winds were up to 190 miles an hour. So, you know, it was just a bad day.
Yeah, a very, very bad day. But I'm so glad to hear about the support that's been going on, the support and love there that's been, you know, going on, and that, you know, they have, you know, been kind of like a family helping each other out through this disaster, which I think is the most important thing with the disaster. You need to stick together to be, you know, a stronger pack. And, you know, I want to give out here some numbers here for those who want to help out. Everyone here at the Josie Show is actually asking you for you to please donate funds or items, and here's how you could do it to help them during the season of love and giving. Please call the Salvation Army at 1-800-725-2769 to give a small financial donation. Every little bit helps. And if you would like to donate clothing type items, please call 1-800-728-7825, and we'll be posting those numbers everywhere, and we're also going to be, you know, mentioning them quite a bit on the show tonight. And you could find a Dropbox near you to do that. And if you're unable to find a Dropbox close to you, please just send your items to the Josie Show at P.O. Box 8017, Bartlett, Illinois 60103, and we will get them to the Salvation Army for you. But please make sure to put on your check November tornadoes, so they know where the funds need to be located. So thank you all very, very much for doing that. And Don, I want to thank you so much for, you know, taking the time out of your day to talk to us about this, because, you know, you know kind of firsthand what's been going on there, because, you know, you like you said, you work at that hospital and you see a lot of, you know, people who, you know, have been struggling with that and have heard of things that's been going on. So thank you for getting us updated, and thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate you guys doing the show. And like I said, you know, that's the way America's got to be, that way. Whether your disaster's in Texas or even in Canada, wherever the disaster is, it's just people need help. And another thing, other than Washington, I'd like to mention real quick, Pekin, Metamora, Morton, and East Peoria. See, Washington always gets mentioned, and I am biased towards Washington because I went there. But the people in East Peoria and all these surrounding areas, they suffered really bad, too. I don't care if it's four houses or you lost two families or you lost a barn. Whatever you lost that day. So I just wanted to, you know, East Peoria, Pekin, Metamora, and Morton, and Washington were also all involved in that Tazewell County tornado there.
Yes. Thank you so much for mentioning those, because, you know, every single one needs to be mentioned, because everybody, you know, felt the hit with the tornadoes. And, you know, I just want to thank you once again so much for calling in tonight to give us an update. And we wish you a Merry Christmas, Don.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Josie, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Don Caldwell, everyone. Check it out. Check him out, Keeping It Country. It's a great Facebook group. So if you just go on Facebook and check it out, we would love to do that. All right, now, perfect time.
Maybe I'll drive so far that I lose track. Me, I'll bounce right back.
beautiful. That was perfectly, perfectly fitting right there in the show.
How.
Woo! Merry Christmas!
Hey.
Who is that voice? Is that our mascot, Peanut?
It's Santa Squirrel.
Oh, well, dang. Not again. I messed that up. Sorry, Santa Squirrel. I'm sorry. Do I still get presents this year from you? No?
Yeah, I'm going to put pudding in your stocking.
Oh, yay. Woohoo! Well, can you put it in the, like, jar, not, like, in the stocking? Because then you have to clean the stocking, and it gets all messy, and it's, you know.
Well, you complain a lot.
I know. Okay, fine. I'll be grateful for the pudding in my stocking. Okay. Oh, my God. Well, I'm so glad that you got to stop by, because I know you're very busy, you know, putting in people's stockings. I know it's a very busy year for you.
No, only yours.
Oh, so I'm the special one. I get it now. I understand. What do you give regular people, though? What do you give
what
normally?
Regular people.
Well, what do you give
people?
Normally?
I leave them presents on their porch.
So I get pudding and they get presents.
Trust me, you'd rather have the pudding.
Okay, I still like you. It's fine. You'd
rather
you.
Have the pudding than my presents, especially if you're barefoot.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so, so much, Santa Squirrel. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Why does Santa Claus always say, ho, ho, ho? Doesn't he like women?
Oh, my gosh. Alan, well, squirrel, whatever, Santa's girl. Anyway, oh, my gosh, I don't even know what to say to that one. I have no idea what to say to that one. You're crazy. That's all I could say.
That's
crazy.
All he says is, ho, ho, ho. He's like the original gangster rapper.
Oh, my God. You need to take your nap now. It's nap time, because I've been hearing my producer scream, and it sounds like there's some callers or something. What's going on there? Open your mic.
Yes, there is. Thank you, Santa Squirrel.
For that great joke and for everything.
Okay, I missed all of it. I was screening. I'll have to listen later.
Let's just say no more jokes for him. Okay.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah,
okay.
Not good.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Well, first, we have got a very special singer-songwriter on the line that we're hoping to get on the Josie Show very soon. So, everybody, please welcome Diane Barry to the show. Let's get her mic on. Hello, Diane. You're on the phone with Josie.
Hello, Diane Barry.
Hey. Hi, how are you doing, Josie?
Hi, I'm doing amazing. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to finally meet you, too. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you got to call into our Christmas show. Like my producer said, we definitely have to have you on in, you know, 2014. That'd be great.
I would love to. My friend Don Caldwell is the one that asked me to call tonight and say hello.
Oh, yes. We love it.
He's a very good friend, and he's come to some of my shows here in Nashville. Mm-hmm. So I told him I would call and say hello to everybody.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you did. Thank you, Don, for sending us great, great artists like yourself. Diane, our way. We really, really appreciate it. So, you know, what I want to know is, can you, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your music?
Country music, as we can call it in Texas, purity old country music. I'm from Amarillo, Texas, and I moved to Nashville in 1982, and I worked at the Grand Ole Opry for about 29 years.
Oh, wow.
And with several different people, and I've been very fortunate, and I've got 3 CDs of my own, but last 2 years ago, I was thrilled. I had written a song for my mother. My mother had passed away, and I'd written a song for my mother, a gospel song. And my idol from the time I was 13 years old was Connie Smith. I always wanted to be like Connie Smith. And I'm very proud to say she's a friend of mine now. Well, she recorded my song on her latest album.
Oh, wow.
And it's called Take My Hand. And it was the only gospel song on her album. She always includes at least one gospel song in every album she's ever done. And it was a great honor for me because she was my idol. And it was an honor to my mother that she sang that song. So that's my kudos for songwriting so far.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But I'm very happy with that. And I would love for you to play it on your show sometime.
I definitely will. I mean, we're definitely going to book you, so that would be great to get to know a little bit more about you. We could have more of a more of an interview, and then also we get to play your music, too. So that would be great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Are you having a good night?
We are. We're having a really, really great Christmassy night. We love it. We love
it. Not very long until Christmas.
I know. I know. It's rapidly approaching. I mean, do you have any holiday traditions that you follow every year? What do you do for Christmas?
I did have for so long. Things have changed in the last few years with my family. We're all kind of scattered around everything. But we used to always go to my parents' house, my mom and dad's house. First thing Christmas morning, my sister would call me before daylight and say, Are you up yet? And to see which one of us would be the first one to Mom and Daddy's house. And we'd get there, and we'd always have a big breakfast, and then we'd sit down, and my father would always pass out presents, and then we'd open them all together.
That's so cool.
That's been so long ago. And I lost my mama in 2005, and then my father, I lost my daddy this last January, so it's going to be a sad Christmas. I honor them. Everything that I do for Christmas, I remember them. I have a very sweet family, very proud of my family. But country music is something that means a lot to me. That's why I'm here in Nashville. And my father taught me how to play when I was 13 years old, and I became a member of our family band. We used to have our own show when I was growing up. And we played in Arkansas and Texas and Oklahoma. And we had our own radio show on Saturday afternoons for an hour. This is when I was 13 starting out. And then as I got older, I realized that's what I wanted to do full time. So I moved to Nashville in 1982. And I've just been so, so fortunate since that time to do what I do.
Amazing. That's amazing. I love how you originally started out as a family team. I mean, that's the most, important thing is the family, and then also you're able to do what you love to do, and you get to find your interest in music. I mean, that's just a win-win,
Oh, I know it. I know it. And what I sing and play is the traditional country music. It's what I love. I was back in probably 1985, I was sitting in Billy Sherrill's office here in Nashville. He's one of the most well-known producers in Nashville. And he was asking me, he said, what kind of music do you sing? What kind of music do you like to sing? And I said, I can sing just about any kind of music you can put in front of me, but it just always seems to come out country. And he just laughed.
That's funny.
So it is country. I sing country. But
we love it.
We're trying to keep it alive here in Nashville, and it's hard to do here in Nashville to get the traditional country.
But I'm so glad you do. You're keeping traditional country music alive. You have to.
Yes, and with friends like Don Caldwell, he's doing his part, and he's got on Facebook, he's got lots of friends that write in, and he features songs with different people at different times, and I appreciate him so much because he's been very good to me.
Great. I'm so glad though. Don brought you to us, and we'd love to have you on for a 2014 show. So we have to look forward to that and a better, full in depth interview. And we just appreciate you calling in tonight. I'm so thankful. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it, Josie, and you have a wonderful evening. And a Merry Christmas, and I look forward to talking to you and having a good show in 2014. I'll let you go, okay?
Me too. Let's do it. Sounds amazing. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye. Diane Berry. Bye. That's awesome. I love making new friends.
It's so very nice for everybody to call in. And we have on the line here, we're going to keep going.
Right.
We have on the line here, her name is Lucy Dean Record. She's actually a keyboard player. And, so we need to talk to her about getting her on the show one day, too. But let's go ahead and say a Merry Christmas to her. Let's get her live here.
Merry Christmas.
You're on the line with Josie.
Hello?
I'm still here. Thank you. I enjoyed the interview with the lady from Amarillo, and I'm just 90 miles from Amarillo.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that a small world?
Yeah.
And I'm just a keyboard player, and I play with country western bands, and I play with Texas in the Swing with Jimmy Burson. We played in Branson for 14 years, two weeks at a time. And I'm very thankful for that privilege. And I play with the Amarillo band, Rick Settis, all the time, and play with Jimmy and play with Rick. And I'm very honored. And I'm 89 years old, and I'm still playing all around the country.
You're still rocking, as you should. That's amazing. Well, we definitely have to get you on a 2014 episode of The Josie Show so we could talk a lot more about that and play, you know, some of your stuff. That would be amazing. We'd love that.
I have taught music for 67 years, and that's just my claim to fame. I'm very grateful for the talent that I have, and I'm so happy to share it with all the people. And I'm privileged to be on your show tonight, and it's a Merry Christmas to everybody.
Oh, it's a Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you very, very soon. Definitely.
Thank you very much. And if I'm on the Internet, how am I going to get you?
Oh, yeah. All you have to do is go to josieshow.com, and then it just takes
you
right there.
I can find it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Talk to you very soon, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. I love this. We're making new friends in the process.
See, isn't that so much fun?
Check that out.
All right. Well, holding very patiently on the line here, we've got an upcoming guest. He's actually scheduled on the show for February.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can go ahead and welcome, please, Mr. David Allen to the show. Hello, David.
Allen, hello.
You're on the line.
Hey, how's it going?
Everything's going great. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank
now, you,
you
know what, before we even get started, I want to just give a shout-out to that young lady there. You spoke with the 89-year-old lady there?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You know what, I just hope and pray to God by the time I'm 88 years old, I'm hoping I'm doing the same thing. I'm hoping I can do as much as she is.
You
got
to do what you love.
Half as much, you know what I mean?
Yes. That's fantastic.
So,
wow.
You sound like
we're
you're having
so
a good night. Thanks.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, you got to keep doing what you're doing. I mean, that's just fantastic. And I can definitely see you doing this for a very, very long time. And we're very excited to have you on an upcoming show to talk more.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. So I have actually a Christmassy question here for you to, you know,
uh-oh,
get our Christmas mood here. What are some plans? Nothing scary. Nothing scary. No scary questions. But what's your plans for Christmas this season?
You know what? I think what I'm going to do is I'll probably just get up and hope that I got a couple babies out there next to the tree that can open some presents. And just kind of watch them. And with any kind of luck, I'm hoping somebody will cook me a ham so I can just get fat and lazy and fall asleep.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I hear you.
Nothing real exciting.
Oh, but I love that you know, you're spending time with the family, the most important thing.
Well, sure, definitely. And what's your plans?
My plans are basically the same. Spending time with the family, I mean, that's the most important thing, and opening presents and being thankful for, I mean, everything. I mean, that's, you know, that's the usual for us, but you got to love it.
Oh, definitely. Y'all getting a lot of snow out there?
Oh, my gosh, yes. We are in Illinois, so you could just imagine. Windy
oh,
city,
Lord.
And it is windy, and it's very, very snowy. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, I bet.
Yes. How but about you?
No, I'm actually in Phoenix, Arizona, so I'm actually just hanging out in the carport in my pajamas. It's nice.
That is so nice. Okay, jealous.
maybe 50, 60 degrees.
Wow, jealous. We need to come. We need to come there, yes.
Oh, you know what, though? We got some cactus out here. You know, I'm going to tell you a funny story, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I was out there putting up Christmas decorations the other day in my front yard there, right?
Right.
One paying no attention. Don't you know I got a cactus right in the butt?
Oh, my gosh, are you serious?
I kicked you on my back right.
You see those, like, on cartoons and stuff, but you never, like, realize that happened. Oh, my gosh, are you okay?
I'm telling you. Well, you know, after about a half hour of tweezing, I got it taken care of. How many people you know get a cactus in the hiney around Christmas time?
Not much, but you know what? Hey, your original, and I can see it happening too. So,
you know what? That's right. That's right.
That is hilarious. Well, thank you for sharing that funny story. Got me in a great mood to start the show. That's hilarious.
Yeah, you know, it's the different things that make us folks different, like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that is so, so amazing, though. I'm so glad that you're, you know, having a great, great Christmas so far. You're going to have a fabulous Christmas. And I can't wait to have you back on the show for the real shindig.
Oh, definitely.
Sounds great. Thank you so, so much for calling in, taking the time out of your day to call in. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's not a problem. And let me just make one more shout out to the Price family. I would like to send my heartfelt condolences out to Ray Price, his loved ones, and you know, friends and family. It's truly a sad thing, you know, when you lose a legend.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely, another legend, like another huge legend, you know, left us. But you know what? I love, though, you know, talking to all these great, you know, traditional country artists out there and country artists that are kind of, you know, holding the torch and just. You know, kind of keeping it going. You know what I mean? That's the most important thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. So. But, yes, big time prayers to them, and thank you so, so much. We really appreciate you coming on. And Merry Christmas again. Merry Christmas.
And you, too. You have a great Christmas. Enjoy the family.
Oh, thank you so much. You, too. Talk with you real soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Have a good night.
Have a great night. Bye-bye. David Allen, everybody. He's going to be on an upcoming episode, so you have to. That's what you have to look forward
to. Stay tuned.
To.
That's right. We'll
stay
back in
tuned.
February.
More funny stories.
Funny
he's going to be very funny.
He'll be making you all laugh for sure.
Oh, that's me. I'm in.
No doubt about that. All right. So we have got on the line Freddie Asbury. So if you hold on here, we're going to go ahead and open his mic. Hi, Freddie. You're live.
Hey. Hello. How you doing, Tina?
Hey,
Josie. How are you?
Everything is going great. How are you doing, Freddie?
I'm doing okay. Me and Loretta was just sitting here, you know, sitting around the fireplace, and we thought we'd give you a call.
Oh, wow.
Wish you a Merry
Thank
Christmas
you.
And happy holidays to you and the group there.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and Loretta. You both are just fantastic, fantastic people. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. That's amazing.
No doubt. We'll have it any other way.
I love it. I love it. What are you guys' plans for Christmas? What are you guys doing?
We're planning on going over, and we're going over to Alicia's. She is kind of like the cook in the family. Okay, she likes to do the cooking. So, you know, although Loretta is pretty much the ultimate cook, we let her kind of, you know.
Show her stuff.
I ain't gonna say it. She's a good cook. How about that?
Yes. I love that. Well, you need that cook in the family. I mean, and you have a couple, so I mean, you're lucky. You're good.
That's true. We've been blessed, yeah. Josie.
Absolutely.
So how's it going?
Everything's going great. Just cold. Snowing.
I heard you talking about the Windy City and everything, and I was thinking about them bears.
Yeah. Yep. Yup, we're going to be rooting for that.
Ain't that the truth? We want to let you know that we're working on a couple new songs. You know, we've been in the studio, and we're working on a few songs, and the songs we're working on, man, is just absolutely awesome. And I can't get over how they've turned out, because when we first started the one song, it was like, you know, we, you know, it sounds pretty, I don't know if it's going to be country, I don't know if it's going to be rock, I really don't know, you know, and so Wes kind of sat down and put it together, and he, you know, as a producer, he's pretty awesome as a producer, and he sat down, and he said, look, I've got it. He called me back with this, he sent me this cut, and I'm like, oh my goodness, man, what, this dude's a genius, and, you know, we always think highly of Wes, you know, but you, I can't wait to get him to you, and just, yeah. I mean, just to get him on the show, you know.
Definitely. I can't wait to get them and play them on the show. That would be amazing. Can't wait to hear them.
You get the Midnight Sun?
Yep. Yeah, we did.
Awesome song. Did you like it?
We loved it. My producer's back here shaking her head like, yes.
Well, I loved it. We said, Josie, we wrote that. Listen, we wrote that song at about 4 o'clock in the morning. I was setting up. I couldn't sleep. And Loretta said, honey, you, what's wrong? You're in a deep thought. I'm like, man, I got this idea. And I was thinking about her grandpa and her dad. And,
right.
You know, how back home, you know, how they used to be, you know, they used to be old moonshiners. And I said, I've got an idea, and I can't, I'm stuck. And I, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, I had the part down, you know, the part that goes, and we made the late night runs selling bootleg liquor in the midnight sun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's like that's all I had going, and she's like, Freddie, just think about the old truck that Grandpa had, and I'm like a 39 Ford, and I'm like, oh my god, that's it. She said it had old wooden racks and all that stuff. And I'm like, here you go, wooden racks, shine in the back. And that just set it off. And I'm like, oh, my God. It's an awesome song.
That is awesome. Some of the best songs come from when you can't sleep and you're, like, up and just in deep thought. That's when some of the best stuff happens. Mm-hmm.
Really, anyway, I just wanted to call in Josie and wish you guys a Merry Christmas. And to once again say thanks, man, for everything y'all did. You know, for us and playing our music and stuff like that, man, that's awesome. We still, me and Loretta, we still talk about you the night we was out doing that show in Kentucky, and we got on the air, and the first time we talked to you, and I was like, I don't know whether to be nervous talking to Josie or what, and you guys seem so down to earth, you know, and I'm like, oh, man, that ain't nothing, you know?
Right. Oh, anytime. That's what we love to do. I mean, you are always welcome on the Josie Show, and we're just very excited to have you back on. We're going to, you know, we really want you to come back on so we can, you know, do an update and play some of those new songs that you were talking about. We got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be amazing.
It was funny that you mentioned that, but, you know, Josie, I'm having trouble logging in. I've tried to log in several times, and it keeps on sending me to this, you know, like it says, okay, your email, I mean, the password was sent to your email. I get on the email and it's not there.
That's interesting.
I don't know what it is.
Figure that
it
out.
It might be me, but I was going to ask you to go ahead and send me something over, you know, in chat and on Facebook and let me know what I'm doing wrong or if there's another way that I can log in, you know, because I would have logged in several weeks ago, but I'm like, I've been busy and.
Right.
Every time I try to get on, it's like, you know, I can't, it won't let me go through. But anyway, Joe, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and I don't want to hold you up no more. Listen, you and your family have a great holiday, and God bless y'all, man. And Loretta said Merry Christmas, and she hopes you have a many, many more Christmases, okay?
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and Loretta. We love you both, and thank you so much for coming on. And we'll get Alan to, you know, show you how you what you can do, and you know he can fix all that. He's amazing. He's genius at that. So we'll make sure we get that going for you.
Yeah,
all right.
He always was the brains in the outfit, isn't he?
He's the computer savvy. We're just kind of, you know.
I hear you.
You know.
Josie, thank you so much for having us on the show again. And tell Tina we said hello and Merry Christmas, and you guys have a good one, okay?
Absolutely. You too. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you guys. Thank you so
All right.
much.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye, Josie.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Bye. That was Freddie Asbury. Woo! Always a pleasure talking
with
him.
Awesome. Well, we have got a couple more callers here, too. We want to make sure that we get on. So give me just a second. First, we want to go ahead and remind everybody tonight, besides the Christmas celebration, we want to make sure that we remember all of those people who are touched by the November tornadoes. So please, to help them out, call the Salvation Army at 1-800-725-2769 to give any financial donation. Every little bit helps. If you would like to donate clothing type items, you can call 1-800-728-7825 to find a drop box near you. If you're unable to find a drop box close to you, please feel free to send your items here to the show, just to the Josie Show at P.O. Box 8017, Bartlett, Illinois 60103, and we will make sure the Salvation Army gets your donations that you give. All right, so please make sure if you're giving a financial donation or anything that you put on your check November tornadoes in the little subject line so they know where the funds need to be allocated at. All right, well, we thank you very much for that, and we want to go ahead and bring on our next caller.
All right,
we've got Diane McCall here on the line, who's going to be a guest in the upcoming year as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and get her on the line. Hello,
awesome.
Diane.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am doing amazing. Thank you so much for calling in on our Christmassy show.
Well, that's quite all right. It was my pleasure. I was texting back and forth with Mr. Don Caldwell. Shout out to you, Don. Thank you for inviting me to join this. It's my pleasure to honor those people that's been so devastated in Washington, Illinois with that tornado. That's such a sad thing. And I do encourage everybody to chip in whatever they can. This is the time of the year that we think of giving. And please open your hearts, your pocketbooks, and give, because you never know when it's going to be us next and we'll need, you know. So give. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, you know, so.
Yes.
Just wanted to let them know that the people of Washington and everyone that's been devastated in those kind of things this year, they're in our hearts and our prayers, most assuredly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so, so much. Yeah, please, everyone, whatever you can do, just please make sure that you help out for those November tornadoes, for sure. Thank you, thank you. And, you know, I just have to say here, I'm very excited that we're going to get to have you on the Josie Show soon for, like, a, you know, more of a full in-depth interview and get to play your music. I'm so excited about that.
I am. I'm so excited about that. It was so sweet of you all to request that. Anything I can do to help out. I'm a big fan of radio, big fan of any type of media that keeps our original country music alive, and hats off to y'all for helping do that.
Thank you so, so much. And, you know, we love doing it. We love to get to meet, you know, amazing, fantastic artists like yourself that are keeping country music alive, traditional country music alive, just country in general. We love it. We're country fans, so anything that we could do, we are sure to do it.
You write or sing yourself? Do you perform?
Yes. Yes, I do. I actually am, you know, I released my debut single, maybe about like a year ago. And, you know, it's country, but I'm, you know, the next song, I'm really trying to put even more kind of a country to it. It's going to be a really fun song. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I'm definitely, you know, I kind of gotten really inspired by you country artists out there who are doing their thing. I'm like, I want to do that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I had to try.
Listening,
I had to do it.
I was listening to the guy just before before I got on the air with y'all, and he has some wonderful lines in that song about that old pickup truck. I thought, there's so many good artists. I mean, our town in Nashville, Tennessee, we have just grown so much in the last few years. It's just become a mecca for music and acting. Now we've got the miniseries Nashville that my nephew, Daryl's son, is involved in, and I was just at the NSAI banquet the other night and got to meet so many of the legendary songwriters. And down on Fifth Avenue, there's a in front of the new Music City Center here in town, anybody that's listening, if you get a chance to visit Music City, go down on 5th Avenue, 5th and Broad, and in front of the new Music City Center, there's all these stones down there with the names of the wonderful writers that has made this town what it is today, because it's like Hank Cochran said, it all begins with a song. If we didn't have the writers here in town, there wouldn't be anything to sing about or nothing to pick about. So
really,
my hat's off. Yeah, I love to write and love to sing. I got to go with Jerry Foster this year, and what a writer he is, you know.
Right.
Foster and Rice, and we sat with Ted Harris and Ted Harris's family, and Kathy Leuven, and I mean just so many people. I saw Taylor Swift, and yeah, it was a great night. I like to be there where all those creative juices are flowing.
It's true. That is so great. Yeah, I mean, people don't give, you know, those songwriters, you know, as much credit as they deserve. I mean, they're the ones that, you know, are putting that song for the artist to sing. You know what I mean?
That's absolutely. The most important. Absolutely. I think that's why a lot of the labels nowadays are really pushing it for people to write their own material nowadays, because there's so much good talent, so many good ideas, new fresh ideas out there, and it just keeps coming. Have you been to Nashville lately?
Yes, we actually went to the Nashville for the CMA Awards. We got to actually see that live, so we were there and we enjoyed it. We were, you know, walking on Broadway, we were checking everything out. I loved it. Oh,
I do too. I actually got a chance to record in Brady, Texas, with the Heart of Texas record label out of Brady. And, we have every year, we have 2 weeks of anniversary TV tapings and performances with all the label and all the guest artists and a cruise. I think it goes on every year. I've been on the last three or four of them, and we just have a big time. And spreading the word, and country music down in Texas is just all over the place. It's great. Proud to be part of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know actually, you know, a lot of people are going to be wondering where they can find you at, because we're already getting some messages here, you know, asking where to find you and your music, because you mentioned you're a songwriter and, you know, you're an artist. So, you know, where's the best place for those new fans out there that can, you know, check you out? You know, websites, social networking sites.
I'd never really had even thought of it for years. I'm just now putting together a website, a new logo, and getting new pictures made and getting ready to do some road work next year. But if they want to contact me, just go on my email. Can I give my email over the phone?
Absolutely.
Over the airwaves?
Yeah, definitely.
It's mccallpenn@yahoo.com. It's McCall. P is in Paul, E. N as in Nancy, @yahoo.com, and I will respond to you. And also, I'm on Facebook, so, yeah, just hop on there and friend me.
Chat with her. Absolutely. Thank you so much for giving out that info for everybody, because I know they're going to be wanting to, you know, get to know you a little bit better and check out your music.
Also, if they want to order, I'm out in a compilation Christmas CD out of the Heart of Texas record people in Brady. I'm part of their Christmas CD. Also, I've got my own CD that I recorded for them. So if you want, you can check Heart of Texas Records with Tracy Pitcox. And he has his own recording studio and the offices down there. And he can give you more information, or that's where you can buy our products.
Awesome. Thank you. So it's very, very easy. So we'll give out that link as well.
You can also, I thought of this too. Here in Nashville, you can order my music through the Ernest Tubb Record Shop, Music Valley Drive, and put it to the attention of David McCormick. And I've had the privilege of doing the Midnight Jamboree three different times now. And what a kick that was. We've had a good time.
Absolutely. I've heard so much about it. You know, a lot of, a few actual artists that were on our show actually, you know, have talked about, you know, doing it, and it was, you know, they've had the time of their lives. So it sounds amazing.
Love it. Is. Fun stuff. I have to meet you in the next.
Yes.
You better call me and let me know.
We will. We will for sure. We would love that. Absolutely. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Okay. All right. And I'll just wrap it up by saying Merry Christmas to everybody. I love each and every one of you. I'm one of these big Pollyanna people that like to hug and shake and howdy and sign autographs and sing with each other and all this. So have a great new year next year to all the fans and the friends that are listening in. I love every last one of you. God bless you with good health and happiness and joy in your heart.
Amen. Thank you so, so much. And God bless you. And Merry Christmas to you and yours. We really, really appreciate you taking the time to join in on our Christmas festivities on our show. We really appreciate it. And we can't wait to talk with you more on the show.
Me too. It's indeed my pleasure. Love to you. And you're Josie, right? And Tina
yes.
is the one that I talk to when I call. Okay. Well, love to you girls. I can't wait. We'll, I think it's the 24th I'm supposed to call in and talk, January the 24th. So get your radio listening ears on, folks. We're going to tell all kinds of stories.
We are. We're gonna get deep. We're gonna get good. It'll be great.
Yeah. Okay.
I cannot wait. Thank you so
Me
much.
Me too. Talk to you soon, baby.
Talk to you soon. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, honey. To you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Awesome. I had so much fun talking with her. We
That's
look
awesome.
Forward to another
yes,
Diane show
McCall.
With that.
Yes.
Diane McCall,
she
yes.
will be on the show again here very, very soon. What a very, very sweet person.
She is.
Okay.
All
you know,
these fantastic people are calling in. I'm just feeling the love.
I know.
Fantastic people all around.
Good. We love that. We love that. Well, we have got holding for a long time here. He's
oh,
so
no.
sweet for hanging on. We've got Don Murdoch, and we even have a Christmas song here to play from Don Murdoch tonight,
awesome.
Too. So let's turn on his mic. Hey, Don, you're live with Josie.
Perfect time after we get to play.
Hey, Josie, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, I've been listening to your show. Lots of great guests and lots
great.
Of good music happening. And
yes.
Of course, I want to wish you and Tina and your whole family on the Josie Show a very Merry Christmas, that's for sure.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and your family, too.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
No problem. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been going pretty good.
Yeah.
Been
What's
pretty
been
busy
going on
up here.
With you?
We're like you up here. We're up in God's country, in the snow country up here, up in Canada. Except
well,
tonight
at least
for
I'm not
freezing
alone.
Rain.
At least I'm not alone, because I've been feeling so lonely with this cold weather. You know, everyone I'm talking to is, you know, just warm and, you know, Tennessee or wherever, and it's like, oh, got to move.
Yeah, actually, and then today we got hooked with the freezing rain, which made it a little more difficult for the Christmas shoppers.
Right.
Getting around, but yeah, I was glad to get off the roads tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dude, what are your plans for Christmas? What are you going to be doing?
Oh, spend some time with the family. Our kids are a little older now. They all got their own family. So we're going to be going around and eating turkey off all the kids everywhere.
Yes,
everywhere
that sounds
we go,
like
a get
good
a little,
plan.
Yeah, get the desserts and everything from somebody else. And then I'll probably end up and then go visit some friends, good friends of ours on Christmas Day and spend some time with them and play a whole bunch of tunes together.
That
Sit
is
around
the perfect
little
Christmas
fire
right
and play
there.
Some Christmas songs and some country music and have a lot of good jam.
That is perfect. Spending time with the family and Christmas country music, just jamming out. That's like the all perfect Christmas right there. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We love that. We love that. And also, you know, for people who we have a song of yours that we're going to play, a Christmassy song, which we're going to play in just a second. But I want to also get your info out. So, you know, do you have a website or a Facebook page where people can get to know you better and chat with you?
Yeah, actually, we have a website up. It's called donmurdochmusic.com.
Perfect.
And we are on yet, and it has all the links to the YouTube and all my videos and songs and Facebook, mm-hmm. and it has everything there that's available to you. If you'd like to listen to the songs on the YouTube videos, or if you'd like to purchase some songs too, we'd be more happy with that too.
We
love that part
of it. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the one-stop shop, the website right there. And for you, we'll also post it on our page as well after the show so people can get there. So, yeah, that's perfect.
That's great, Josie. We really appreciate your support always.
Anytime. And, my pleasure. And my priest actually is going to, you have a song queued up?
Music. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah. All right. So, everybody, let's take a listen here while we have got Don on the phone. Here's Don Murdoch, and this is his song, Christmas to Me.
Yes.
Beautiful song. Let's go ahead and play it. Here we go.
Thank you, Don, for sending it.
Oh, you're welcome.
It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. I'm filled with tradition, love and family. I put it on display each year for all the world to see. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. I remember as a child, every Christmas Eve, we'd sing our favorite carols as we decorate the tree. Mom would tell us stories, we'd bow our heads and pray. Jesus, our Savior, was born that holy day. We'd pray for peace in the world so all can enjoy the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of a baby boy. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. I'm filled with tradition, love and family. I put it on display each year for all the world to see. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. Politicians try to tell us, take Christ out of the day, to hide all the symbols we used to celebrate. They say it might offend those who don't believe. Let me tell you, mister, now you're offending me. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. Time filled with tradition, love and family. I put it on display each year for all the world to see. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. Why must everything be politically correct? All we need to do is treat each other with some respect. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. Time filled with tradition, love and family. I put it on display each year for all the world to see. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas to me. It might be a holiday to you, but it's Christmas. Christmas to me. Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's Christmas to me, too. I love that song, Don. Thank you so much for sending that our way. We love it.
Oh, you're welcome, Josie. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me back on your show again.
Oh, anytime, anytime. You're always welcome. Thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate
it. Thank you. And can I say to you, once again to you and Tina and everybody, your listeners, God bless you all and a merry, merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Same to you. God bless and have a great, great merry Christmas and happy holiday. And if we don't talk to you before, then it's, you know, I have a happy new year. But pretty
absolutely
sure we'll be talking. Yes.
We're all looking forward to a good year. Take care, Josie. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Don Murdoch, everyone. Thank you so much. Love it, love it. Talking to some great, great people. We're having so much fun. We're good to, you know, we're playing great music. And now I know that we are going to be, talking a little bit about our VIP members. But
yeah.
Also, we're going to play some music from them as well.
We have
Let's
got,
do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, of course, my thing is beeping. Bad timing all the time.
Yeah. always beeping.
It never fails. All right. So let's go ahead and first, before we start that, let's go ahead and put on a Christmas song from White Panther. This is Hot Tub and Christmas, and we'll be right back.
Christmas time is here, my favorite time of year. The desert sun means there won't be no snow. But it don't matter none to me, 'cause in a little while I'll be wearing a great big smile that just can't help but grow.
Sending that to us. We really appreciate it. And now, let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead and play some songs from our VIP members. First, Larry J. Massey, who you can find at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. He's got a great song. We're going to go ahead and play that for you now, called Nursing Home Prayer. Let's go ahead and get that on. Here we go, Larry Massey.
Heavenly Father, I call out to Thee. My heart is breaking, I need some relief. For comfort and refuge from all of my fears. 'Cause I'm off in this nursing home, fighting back the tears. Most times I'm left longing for days that's gone by, abandoned and lonely, with no way to confide. The cries down the hallways send chills to the bone. a reminder that I'm far, far from home. Friends and dear loved ones sometimes let me down. They say they'll come visit, but scarcely they're found. I call out and reach for someone to my side, 'cause the days are so dreary, and I get scared late at night. Lord, I know you're faithful, and you see all my pain. For this life is but a vapor, it shall not remain. My hope and my solace, on you I depend. And rest when I'm weary, and life's journey's end.
That was Nursing Home Prayer by Larry Massey, one of our VIP members. Another VIP member, Tim Garman, and here is his song, Today I Started Loving You Again, Again. Here we go.
I thought that I was over you, but no, not yet. 'Cause you keep walking through my mind, I can't forget. There's times that I think that I am, but those memories keep on coming back to me. I find myself right where I was the day we met, and singing that same song you like. My heart, it mends to a degree, but then it turns back then. And today, I started loving you again, again. Thank you. heart and mend to other graves, but then it turns back then. And today I started loving you again. And today I started loving you.
And that was Tim Garman, one of our VIP members, and you can find him at timgarmanmusic.com. That was his song, Today I Started Loving You Again, Again. And now, for VIP member Wayne Jacobs, you can find him at waynejacobs.co, waynejacobs.co. We've got a great song from him here. It's one of my favorites. It's called Smile on Your Face. Here we go. Let's put it on.
I was lonely and hurting inside. My life's a roller coaster ride. As a country boy, I found it hard to cry. But when the beauty of your smile, I could see for half a mile. As you walked my way, the tears fell like the rain. On the wing of a prayer, there was love in the air. I thank God for the smile on your face. The smile on your face, it grows with a kiss. I can see the tears of love in your eyes. The sun brings out your smile, which sends the horses wild, as an eagle soared across the mountain sky. I missed you every day, I can't wait to call and say, I love you, and how was your day? Your smile lights up my life. Will you be my wife as we walk the country roads in the rain? On the wing of a prayer, with a flower in your hair, I thank God for the smile on your face. The smile on your face, it grows with a kiss. I can see the tears of love in your eyes. The sun brings out your smile, which sends the horses wild, as an eagle soared across the mountain sky. You never know what you get when you pray. You never know who could walk your way. In my heart there's a special place. It is you with a smile on your face. I can see the tears of love in your eyes. The sun brings out your smile, which sends the horses wild, as an eagle soared across the mountain sky. On the wing of a prayer, there was love in the air. I thank God for the smile on your face. I
And that was Smile on Your Face by our VIP member, Wayne Jacobs. And now we're going to play a song from our VIP member, Brad Howard. It's called Photographic Memory. And we'll be right back to tell you about a performance he has coming up pretty soon. Here we go. Let's play a song right now.
Got this photographic memory welded in my mind. It takes me back to April 5th, 1999. You were standing on the front porch with a suitcase to the right. As you bent to pick it up, you said the word goodbye. And this photographic memory, well, it's like a sharpened blade. Well, it cuts right to the heart. I feel it every day. Girl, I'll give you credit for this absolute one truth. I'll never lose this photographic memory of you. Well, and this photographic memory, well, it always lets me see your broken smiles and give-up eyes and your makeup smeared cheeks and your tears are dripping on the porch like a 5-year-old leaf. And then I followed you to your car and sadly watched you leave. Well, and this photographic memory, well, it's like a sharpened blade. Well, it cuts right through the heart. I feel it every day. Well, girl, I'll give you credit for this absolute one truth. I'll never lose this photographic memory of you. I'll never lose this photographic memory of you.
That was Photographic Memory by our VIP member, Brad Howard. And just so that you know, on December 27th at 9:30 p.m., you can catch Brad Howard and the Slick Nickel Band at the Music City Bar and Grill on Music Valley Drive in Nashville. So December 27th, 9:30 p.m., Brad Howard and the Slick Nickel Band. So make sure you go ahead and you check that out. Mark it down on your calendars. You don't want to miss that for sure. And to find Brad Howard and where he's playing, you can always check him out on facebook.com/Brad Howard Music or reverbnation.com/Brad Howard. Our next VIP member, Rick Seaman, you can find him at Rick I'm sorry. You can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. We will actually have some music coming from him very soon. He'll be getting us some music real soon. But I did want to mention that we have got a brand new VIP member here at the Josie Show, Fraser Newcomb. And you spell his name F-R-A-S-E-R, Newcomb, N-E-W-C-O-M-B-E. You can find him at FraserNewcomb.com. You can also find him on our Josie Show VIP member page. So make sure you scroll down and you check him out. We have got some music from him as well tonight to kind of introduce him to everybody. So here is our newest VIP member, Fraser Newcomb, with his song, Path of Tears. Here we go.
I walked down a pathway where I hadn't walked in years. Some of the old memories filled my eyes with tears. As I strolled by the playground where we used to play, and watched the little fishing boats out there on the bay. As I walked on farther down the pathway of tears, my mind kept on wondering about the passing of years. Why we don't see our children playing where we did play. And there's no more little fishing boats up there on the bay. Oh, there's trees and there's bushes where the grass was so green. And all the little fishing boats no more can be seen. The wharf is all washed out and the boats are on the bank. I wonder for this who it is we should thank. The buildings are rotted, they're all falling down. The place is deserted, it's like a ghost town. After I had seen all my heart with fear, I started for home down my pathway of tears. Where I met with an old friend, we talked for a while. It's not like the old days, for gone is the smile. The laughter and the good times we had in those years are all left behind now on the pathway of tears. Oh, there's trees and there's bushes where the grass was so green. And all the little fishing boats no more can be seen. The wharf is all washed out and the boats are on the bank. I wonder for this who it is we should thank. I wonder for this who it is we should thank.
And that was Fraser Newcomb. He is our new VIP member here at the Josie Show. That was his song, Pathway of Tears. And remember, you can find him at FraserNewcomb.com. That's FraserNewcomb.com. All right, now to keep it rolling, we've got one more VIP member that we have a song for tonight. This VIP member is Vince Anthony, and you can find him at VinceAnthonyOnline.com. We have got his beautiful song, My Everything. We're going to play that right now. Here we go. Enjoy.
You're the blue in my sky. You light up my life. You're the sunshine on my face. Like a warm summer breeze blowing over me. I get lost in your embrace. I love you more and more each day. You are my everything, my one and only dream. My heart skips a beat when you smile at me. Heaven knows how we can get so. My troubled mind at ease. When I'm out on a ledge, about to jump off a bridge, it's your love that rescues me. You're all I'll ever need.
Anthony with his beautiful song, My Everything. Again, I want to tell everybody where they can go to find these VIP members. Just go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab, and you will find all of them with clickable links. So in case you forget where their sites are, we make it real easy. Again, our VIP members are Tim Garman, Vince Anthony, Larry Massey, Wayne Jacobs, Brad Howard, Rick Seaman, and our brand new VIP member, Fraser Newcomb. So we thank them very much for being a part of the Josie Show family.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And now we have got
another couple more Christmas songs.
Yeah. Actually, we have got my favorite Christmas song of all time to play
tonight. Your favorite.
By Susie Boggess. That's right.
Yes.
We'll end the show with that one. But I have to tell you, we had a song come into the station for Christmas this year, and it just, I don't know what it was, but I just totally fell in love with this song, and I had to have it on the show tonight. And so I am going through my little list here because I know it's very close.
Little
to
list.
Here we go.
You don't have a little list.
I have no little list. You're right. So here we go. Let's go ahead and put this on. It's from Texas Rebellion. We play it on the station right now for this week and next due to the holiday. It is called We Still Say Christmas. So here we go.
Family moved in across the street, so I brought them some Christmas cookies for a meet and greet. They responded with a thank you card. They read happy holidays. So I marched right back over there and I taught them what to say. Here in Texas, we still say Christmas. For with Feliz Navidad if you're down around San Antone. Here in Texas, we still say Christmas, 'cause here our Lord and Savior still has a home. If you recall, there was no room in the inn, so don't lock him out of all your conversation. Remember how you got to where you are today. You're living in this land of plenty because he paved the way. Here in Texas, we still say Christmas, or it's Feliz Navidad if you're down around San Antone. We still say Christmas, 'cause here our Lord and Savior still has a home. But if you wanna celebrate another way, that's none of my business. If you're Christian, man, don't be ashamed to say Merry Christmas. It's Feliz Navidad if you're down around San Antone. Here in Texas, we still say Christmas, 'cause here our Lord and Savior still has a home. Yeah, here our Lord and Savior still has a home.
Absolutely love that song. That's Texas Rebellion with their song We Still Say Christmas, so I had to make sure I got that in there. Before we play our closing song of the night, I did want to bring on, we've got another caller. We've got Mr. Jerry Webb on the line. Let's
yes.
go ahead and get him on, find out about his Christmas. Jerry, you're live on the line with Josie.
Hey,
oh,
Jerry, how
okay,
are you?
Now, okay, now I've got to talk. Okay. I'm sorry I called. I'm better late than never, I guess, but I'm glad I caught you. For a good cause, I understand. I talked to Don Caldwell and the other day, or he sent me a message, and I'm glad I got in and was able to talk. Mm-hmm. But I really appreciate what you do. And how
thank
you're,
you.
You bet. I want to say hello to Pearl, too, Don's mother out there. I never don't get a chance to talk to him as often as I like. But
yeah.
How's your show going?
It is going fantastic. Thank you. And, I'm so glad that Don brought you to us tonight. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Unfortunately, distance keeps us from seeing each other, talking too much. But I want to make a deal with you guys. Quit sending the wind and the tornadoes up your way if you'll quit sending snow down here and ice.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, the snow is pretty wild here. It really is.
Oh, I bet so. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. But I want to know, what are your plans for the Christmas season? What do you have going on?
Well, musically, I'm not doing a lot. I'm going to get out and hear some bands and sing a few songs with a few people, but I've got family plans out in West Texas, so I'll make a few days out there. And I've been trying to get my pilot's license here lately, so I'll be trying to fly an airplane a little bit. So
that's so cool.
anyway, who knows? Maybe I'll write another Christmas song this year. You know.
That would be amazing. We would really, really love that. We love your, when you put out music. So we would definitely love that and love to have you back on the show. That would be really cool.
I will definitely call you soon, and we'll try to schedule that. And I know, like I say, I don't get a chance to listen to you as often as I'd like, but I know you do a great job. Every time I tune in, I'm impressed with the enthusiasm and the energy on your show, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, taking the time, though. I mean, that's just fantastic. And, I hope you have a very, very merry, merry Christmas. And I'm excited to hear what you have, in store, some new music or whatever it be. I'm very excited. That'd be amazing.
Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. But y'all just keep doing what you do and doing a good job like you do. And we appreciate the support. I know all those guys in music, we couldn't do it without these types of shows and all the fans out there like Don Caldwell and Pearl, and my gosh, great people they are. So how could we do it without them? No way.
Well, thank you. That's just fantastic. Absolutely. And, I enjoy doing it because I get to talk to great people like yourself. So, I mean, it's a win-win. For both sides, it's a win-win.
That's great people everywhere, and we're just lucky to be alive in this country where we can meet them and enjoy each other. So,
Exactly. And, I just think it's fantastic. And any time that you want to come on, just please let us know, and we'd love to have you, all right?
Okay. Thanks very much. I appreciate it, Josie. Y'all have a very Merry Christmas, and pass that along to everyone out there. And thanks for everything.
Oh, we will. We will. You too. Have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll chat with you again very, very soon, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so
much. Thanks a lot. Good night.
All right. Thank you, Jerry Webb, everyone. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Okay. Bye-bye. Woo. Bye-bye. All right. You just got off screening, so what's going on?
I did, and my mic just sounds horrible, so I apologize. but I am so excited because I've got one of your favorites on the phone.
Woo! I got a lot of favorites. What are you talking about?
Oh, this is awesome. Wow. Here we go. I've got for you Mr. Vince Anthony on the line.
Awesome. Bring it on. Hello. Vince.
How you doing, lady?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope you have a great, great Christmas.
Thank you so much. And I got the message from Don about the tornado victims, and I just want to say, my prayers and thoughts are with them.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. In just a moment, thank you for bringing that up. In just a moment, we're going to, give out the numbers one last time, for people to donate and help out. So that's great. Yes. And what are you going to be doing for Christmas, though, this season? What do you have planned?
I'm not sure yet.
You still are working on it?
Yeah.
Right. Me too. But anything with the family, you're that's always important. So you gotta do it.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely. And also another fun question for you, because I know this will be going, but is there anything special that you want for Christmas this year? If you could have anything for Christmas this year, what would it be? Tough question.
That is a tough one.
Yep.
I'm not sure. You stumped me.
I know, I stumped you. I'm sorry. Yup, I do that. That's hilarious. But, you could tell me on Facebook, you'll definitely come up with one and tell me, because you're funny like that. You can tell me on Facebook. It's good.
I'll try to. No, I'm just kidding.
That is hilarious. But, I want you to give us a little update on what's been going on with your music and give everyone, the links and stuff to where they could find you.
Oh, sure. Recently I got on TD Baby, and I wanted people to be able to download singles. And recently I signed up for CD Baby, and now my album Too Much Honky Tonkin' is available for single downloads at 99 cents on CD Baby, and it's linked up to my website, which is www.VinceAnthonyOnline.com, my Facebook, Vince Anthony. They can go through any which way. They can go through Facebook. They can go through my website. And it's all linked up, even through Reverb Nation, to hear samples and stuff like that. So I'm pretty happy to say that I'm excited about that. The download is now people can actually download on their phone and stuff, or laptop.
All the iDevices. iPhone, iPad, you can get everywhere. Easy.
And also, I want to say thank you to all the fans out there for listening and voting and just everything. They've been such great support. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? After the show, we're going to be posting your link so we can get you even more, fan supports and all that fun stuff. And please make sure you check him out on CD Baby. You can get all of his, you can download it and get all that fun stuff. It's very easy, so please make sure you do that after the show. And we thank you so, so much for taking the time to come on the show and chat with me a little bit on our Christmas spectacular. I don't know. But thank you.
You guys have a party over there, aren't you?
We are. We really are. Can't you tell? We're kind of a little crazy right now. But, yes, thank you so much. Always so
Anytime,
fun.
Anytime, Josie. Always a pleasure to be on your show, to call in and to say a few words and stuff like that. I really appreciate everything you do. And also for the people that listen to my music, it's so much appreciated. And my heart goes out to the tornado victims and thoughts and prayers that hopefully they have a Merry Christmas, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you so, so much. And we appreciate everything that you do, and we can't wait to, have you back on. We'd love to do, an update or something. I mean, you're always welcome. So I know you're going to be back next week, I believe. So, I mean,
yes.
There you go.
Yes, definitely.
That'd be great. It would be great. Thank you so, so much, Vince. We'll chat with you, really, really soon. Okay?
Okay, it sounds great. You guys have a great night. And again,
you
Merry
too.
Christmas. To everyone
Merry
else out
Christmas.
There. Also.
Thank you so much. Merry, Merry Christmas to you. We'll talk with you really, really soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Vince Anthony, everybody. Always a treat. Thank you. Perfect. Perfect. I love it. I'm having so much fun talking with, new people. We got to talk with people that are going to be on the show, that we want on the show, that, have been on the show, that are going to be back on the show. I mean, old friends, new friends. You got to love it. I mean, you can't hate it. I mean, that's what Christmas is about, is to, be and enjoy the presence of people that you know and want to get to know. So it's going to be amazing. Share the love. Share the love. And we actually are running out of time here, and we really want to wrap it up with please, this is what our show is about today, not only to share the love of Christmas, but also for the tornado victims. I mean, that was the big, big points of the show today. And we thank you all so, so much who've already donated and who are, said that they are going to donate or, anything like that. Thank you so, so much. Any little bit helps. But I really want to mention again where you guys can help the tornado victims this November. So please call the Salvation Army at 1-800-725-2769 to give a small financial donation. Every little bit helps. We really, really appreciate it. And if you would like to donate clothing-type items, please call 1-800-728-7877 25 to find a Dropbox near you. And if you are unable to find a Dropbox close to you, please just send your items to The Josie Show, The Josie Show, at P.O. Box 8017, Bartlett, Illinois, 60103, and we will get them to the Salvation Army for you. So very, very simple. Please make sure to put on your check November Tornadoes in the subject line so they know where the funds need to be sent. So thank you all very, very much, and we really, really appreciate it. On the bottom of our hearts, those who are supporting the tornado victims this past November, this November happened. So thank you all so, so much. We really, really appreciate it. And I want to thank everyone so much for tuning into the show tonight to support and for everyone who called in to chat tonight. And I also want to thank you all so much once again for the donations to Salvation Army to help those affected by the November tornadoes. And from all of us here at the Josie Show and Country Blast Radio, we wish you a very merry, merry Christmas. And we'll be back with you guys again next Friday. You can't get rid of us. For our New Year show. So until the New Year show, I know 2014 is going to be an amazing year. I know it. You guys are going to do it. You guys are going to be amazing. 2014, you guys are going to have just a blast. It's going to be a great, great year. I have it. I have the feeling. Got that feeling. So, yes. And before we let y'all go, I'm going to try to put on my producer's favorite country song. So let's just put that on right now. What's your favorite country music? What's your favorite Christmassy song? Come on.
I don't know if you can hear this, man. I just have a moment. But we're
gonna.
Play.
Oh my gosh, it sounds creepy. Well, just tell me. You tell me what.
She's stepping around the Christmas.
Okay, you just tell me because you sounded very evil.
Do I sound evil?
That was scary.
All right, so we're gonna do two stepping around the Christmas tree.
Two stepping around the Christmas tree. Now nobody can hear you. So we're going to play Two Steppin' Around the Christmas Tree, my producer's favorite highway song, and it's mine as well, and all of yours. So let's play that right now, and we'll be right back to wrap it up. Thank you all so much. Here we go. Let's play it.
There's a wondrous sight and a joyful sound every Christmas Eve in a western town. Gather up the kids, all the friends and the holly's hung and the candle's bright. The tuning up a fiddle on a moonlit night. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. There's a jolly man in a bright red suit. Did you ever see a Santa in cowboy boots? Whirling across the floor, spurs a-jingling merrily. They sing those carols soft and low. We'll all be shouting out, Cotton Eye Joe! Roll! Silver buckles on new blue jeans, shuffling round the room to a yuletide melody. I'm gonna be ready when Santa comes, but I'm gonna be dancing till he does. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. The silent night is not for me. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree. Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree.
Love it. That was Two-Step Around the Christmas Tree, one of our favorites here at the Josie Show. And once again, I just want to thank you all so, so much for tuning in to the Josie Show tonight for our Christmas show for the Salvation, where we gave you all the number for the Salvation Army for the tornado victims that happened this November. And I also want to mention our New Year's special on December 27th will be featuring Journey to Gold show and the Dream Quest Challenge segment. So you will not want to miss that show for that. So thank you all so, so much. Talk with you guys again, next Friday. Love you all so much. Thank you for joining us on the Josie Show for our Christmas show. Thank you all so, so much. Talk with you guys soon. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Bye.